when you're looking at stars, you see this ring around it.
You need spectacles. It's a very interesting question. You're referring to the stars in these photographs, I assume. Yes. Those rings are artifacts inside the telescope. The telescope is a reflector, it's got a huge mirror, and inside the light beam that's coming in, there are support systems. That's why you get crosses. And as light gets scattered from those crosses, those supports that would produce the crosses that you see, but also there's optical scattering within the corrector system in the telescope itself. And they produce these artifacts, these rings that you see around some of the photographs. They're only around the brightest stars. In fact, they're around all of the stars, but they're only a tiny fraction of the starlight, so they only appear on photographs around the brightest stars. But then you have to say, well, what about these old blokes who painted starlight scenes? Giotto, for example, before the telescope was invented. Why does he put crosses around his stars? Why do we typically depict a star with points around it? And the answer is to do with your eyes. I mean, my facetious remark before. When you're as old as I am, your eyes start to deteriorate, and often what you get is something called astigmatism, which stretches out the image this way and that way. If I take my specs off, and I try and focus on that bright light in the background, it has a line across it that way, and I'll focus through it, and the line goes that way. So bright lights in the distance, to people with astigmatism, appear to have things sticking out of them. And that's why when you look at stars sometimes, and your eyes aren't so good, you see twinkly bits sticking out the side of them.